You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I have a full studio here. Kate Lochte has joined me, along with Murray State's Vice President for Student Affairs, Dr. Don Robertson, and Director of Career Services, Ross Malone. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Hey, Tracy. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good to be here.
We're here today with these gentlemen because there's been sort of a sea change in the making that will affect Murray State students in an important way. Maybe Dr. Robertson, you can start off by somewhere. I don't even know for sure how many students are employed now by Murray State University departments, and then we're going to talk about what the change is and why it is occurring.
Well, we employ a large number of students. Really, actually, over 2,500 students work on this campus, which surprises a lot of people that it's such a high number. But even with that, there's a lot of students that would like to work that there's great demand. As you know, college is expensive, and many of our students need a job to help them finance their education. So what we want to talk about is how we're going to try to make that an easier process for our students.
And Dr. Malone, in Career Services, just turn the volume down, Ross. It'll be all right.
You scared me. Yes, I'm in Career Services. Well done. Yeah, turn that. Anyway.
But we digress momentarily.
Just a little bit.
No, you're.
What do you want?
We know you for the placement services that you do for Murray State University students off campus, as well as on campus. You have been doing the on-campus work as well. But primarily your focus is getting Murray State University students in full-time employment.
Indeed, that is correct. And this year, over the course of the last year and a half, if you will, we've seen an incredible uptick in the number of employers that are very interested in our product, our students. We're excited about that. We're arrogant about that, as you well know. I'm a pretty good advocate for that kind of thing. Our kids come out very, very well prepared, and our employers are telling us that. But as Don indicated, I think one of the things that that we need to do a better job of, and I think we will, is working with our student body, our current student body, and trying to find employment opportunities for them on a part-time basis, not only on campus, but in and around the local area. And that includes our 18-county service region. As you well know, so many of our students will go home over the weekend and either take a job or work on a Friday or Saturday, or sometimes all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, during breaks and what have you. So we have an awful lot of interest in some of our employers that are out there right now in advertising, if you would, their positions of employment, potential employment, part-time employment, whatever you want to call it, seasonal, temporary, through our website on Career Services. And we've been working with that, with Dr. Miller's help, Don's help, and some of our community leaders. You know, we're actually posting those jobs now on the Career Services website.
So it's part of an aggregation of a resource for students not to have to use a crystal ball and intuit what departments have jobs. For example, here at WKMS, we employ 12 to 15 students per semester, and often that employment is a result of somebody wandering up a hallway and asking, do we have any jobs? And then we discover a person who can bring a lot of wealth to our organization in terms of human intelligence, and we hire. But the movement on campus today is to make it more transparent for students.
Yes, yes. You know, actually, Dr. Miller called both Ross and I into his office and asked us, how do students find jobs? How do parents know what jobs are available? And we basically explained that on campus, for the most part, a student would go around and kind of check and see what jobs were available. If you've talked to Dr. Miller, you know he's very, very student-oriented. That was not good enough. He wanted to make the process easier. He wanted it to be one-stop. He wanted a centralized place where all jobs would be listed, so every student would have an opportunity. And that doesn't mean that you still don't employ the individuals you want to hire, but everyone on campus will know what jobs are available so that that incoming freshman, when they come to summer orientation, they can look and see what jobs are available, they can contact, they can put their application up, and then they'll have an opportunity for those positions. So the desire is to just make it much more available and to advertise what's available in a much wider method.
And my understanding is that all of this is going to really go live April 1st. Mm-hmm. Is that the intent?
Yes.
And there's a lot of backroom organization, and there will be some differences for students. Do you want to describe that? Not only will it not be students coming to departments, but students will go to one website and will have to reapply on a semester basis or an annual basis?
Well, Ross, is it semesterly or annually?
It'll be annual, I believe.
I think it's annually, yes.
Or whenever the positions become open, I think we're supposed to put those to
right,
that,
right.
System.
So it could change depending on the timing, because a student could leave it at the end of one semester. But the advertisement will be, everything will be listed. The student will put his or her application in online, and then can either ask that the application be sent to a particular area that a job is being listed, or you as an employer can also go to that website and see here are students looking for jobs, and then you could select students you want to interview also.
And in the case of your website with external jobs, would students automatically be sent to the website of the employer in the community?
Yeah, that's exactly the way it's going to work, Kate. So, for example, if Briggs & Stratton wants to post some seasonal positions, temporary part-time positions, they'll post them to their website. We've got a direct link to that. The kids will be able to see exactly what's going on at Briggs & Stratton or Maury Cowie County Hospital or Pella. There's three examples right now that we're working closely with.
Now, another element to this is not exactly front and center to the sea change, is the aggressive career fairing that your office offers, Ross. We've got one coming up soon, and I'd like both of you to speak to how you all help students understand how to get jobs. You know, we're talking about just the mechanical functionality of getting jobs, but there's also sort of a learning curve in applying.
Yeah, and I'll let Ross start with this, because they do an excellent job of not only promoting and getting employers to come, because employers now are picking and choosing. They're not coming as many as they used to, and we're really pleased that we're one of the career fairs of choice that the employers are continuing to come to. But Ross can talk a little bit about that, but he also, I think, what they really do a super job with is preparing the student so that once they arrive there, they can put their best foot forward and they're ready to talk to those individuals. And so, Ross, you might want to talk a little bit about how you go about preparing the students. And in some cases, if they come not prepared, they may be sent home before they even talk to someone.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that, Don. And in fact, you're right. We've done a really good job, not only in our office, but Murray State in general, I think, Kate. And honestly, I'm extremely pleased with what we're doing on campus these days. Because these kids are not only just learning content, you know, theoretical, conceptual-based content, but doggone it, they're learning good interpersonal relationship skills, how to introduce themselves, how to put that best foot forward, that image issue that you've got to connect with an employer from the very get-go. And those kinds of things are coming through not only for our seniors and graduate students who are getting ready to leave the institution, you know, done with their degrees and going on, but, you know, we have a large number of our students that are preparing for that eventual day by participating in things during their years here at Murray State through internships and co-ops and things of that nature. So they have to learn those skills in order to get those kinds of things early on in their matriculation. You know, Don's been very instrumental in getting our office in front of, believe it or not, parents even before their students are Murray State University students. You know, it's really crazy. During our summer orientation and during our Racer Days, I have an opportunity to chat with an awful lot of students and parents, telling them a little bit more about the expectations at Murray State University and that preparation for down the road and the eventual graduation day where they grip and grin with the president, walk across that stage, and hopefully are finding a job at the end of this whole thing.
So what do you do?
A number of things. We just completed our workshops for the upcoming career fair, which you mentioned, by the way, is March 12th. I believe we're already at 93 is what I walked out of the office with today. Very, very pleased with that. And that, by the way, encompasses a broad scope of disciplines academically, if you will, across campus. People, they're going to be looking for everything from, believe it or not, equine science, agriculture, to hospital administration. You just name it. I'm very pleased. Our liberal arts. You know, we need our liberal arts people to come in. Just a number of different topics and areas that people are looking for. So we're excited about that with 93 folks that are coming in. But that workshop was directed at providing our students, those that participated in that. And then, of course, we make a number of presentations on this campus. We just sent Don the numbers recently of what we were doing last fall to prep an awful lot of our kids with things like resume preparation, how to get that image out there. You know, how do you sell yourself? You know, how do you network a career fair? How do you network prior to a career fair? How do you research a company? What are you doing to make yourself that candidate that they want? How do you do this online? You know, it's so many things, so many facets to the job search process that has changed over the last many years, even since I've been involved. I mean, it's incredibly different in terms of what we're doing. And we're trying to bring that information, that new information, if you would, to our student body, to our faculty, so that we can make sure that these kids are ready when the time comes.
I think, well, let me add one thing that we do that I think is pretty proactive. We really, one of the presentations that Ross will do is the value of the Murray State degree before they even decide on coming to Murray State. But then in their freshman year, during the freshman orientation classes, we start talking to them at that point about how to prepare for your career, the kind of things you should be doing. Don't wait till your junior and senior year to start thinking about this, but you need to start now as a freshman, even though, as you know, most freshmen come in and think, well, gee, 4 years is a long ways off. We want them to start working with career services early so they can help prepare them so they're in the best position for that first job, graduate school, professional school, whatever the case may be.
Well, I'd like to jump in and indicate that as interns at WKMS, we're always looking for freshmen to come who will be with us for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Dr. Kern Alexander used to call students human capital, which I never got quite used to. But in fact, a freshman grows each year in experience and nuanced intelligence about the position. And we're a department on campus where all of our students learn what we do, and they do it. They are not allowed to, this sounds terrible for a university job, but they're not allowed to study.
Right, right. They
got to
work.
Perish the thought. What's wrong with that idea?
So, you know, we're very interested in having students come to the door who understand eye contact and understand bringing a resume that indicates an intelligence level mm-hmm. that we want to work with. And thank goodness a lot of Murray State students come armed with that.
It's a great gig. It really is. And, you know, we find an awful lot of our kids that are attending Murray State University already have some of those qualities and things that we're looking for and that we believe that employers are looking for. I'd be remiss if I didn't have an opportunity, and I'm going to take it and tell you how excited we are in Career Services about the upcoming and it's already been rolled out, and everybody knows about it, the QEP, and how excited we are with that quality enhancement plan in the Career Services Office, because we know that through participation, our students are even going to be even more ready. More of them will be ready for this thing they call graduation than finding that career.
You better explain QEP and its how it fits into what's going on campus.
Well, Don may be better situated to do that, but the quality enhancement plan really allows this institution, and it's become pervasive across the institution, and once again, I haven't been on the committees, but I have a pretty good feel for what's happening here, to provide institution-wide opportunities and just activities for students to get involved in their curriculum with either volunteering or service, internships, cooperative education, experiential level, learning across, a broad variety of time frames, evaluated, systems assessed, what have you. It's fantastic. And we just believe in the career services area that this is going to have a major impact on our student body when it comes time to graduate.
Yeah, virtually every program at the university now is going to incorporate some sort of hands-on learning experience where they can really apply what they're learning in the classroom. So regardless of what your major is and what you your degree, you know, it's pretty typical, like in education, because you student teach, or in many of the engineering programs you co-op. But now every department will have some sort of hands-on where you're applying what you learn. So actually now when you leave Murray State, you can actually say you have experience, meaningful experience. And so that's what our quality enhancement plan is, a way of enhancing the learning environment for our students. And that's a critical piece of our SACS accreditation, which starts next week.
Explain SACS.
Well, the SACS accreditation is it's every 10 years an institution goes through this process. And to be accredited is critical because that puts value in your degree. So you want to be accredited, which indicates that you're meeting national standards of quality. And so our annual visit, we've been preparing for this for the last 3 years. And so now they arrive on Sunday, and they'll be here all next week, and they'll be looking at our programs, our resources, our staffing, our faculty, our finances, everything to assure that we're meeting the standards and expectations that a university should be meeting. And we feel very good about the visit. We're ready for that. But the quality enhancement plan is one piece of that. And the accreditation process really focuses much more on the quality enhancement plan, probably more now than they have in the past, because they really want to make sure that we're providing, we're doing things to enhance learning of our students.
Does this run parallel to the service learning opportunities as well?
Well, service learning could be one of the ways that the QEP could be implemented in a particular degree or a particular program or a particular major. So service learning is one of the ways that we can accomplish this, yes.
And maybe I probably should ask you to explain service learning as well. Sorry.
Well, service learning, again, you're in a class and you're actually going out and applying the things you're learning in, again, real-life situations. So it's more than just learning concepts and theories and methods of doing things. You're actually going to be applying these things out in the real world, so to speak. And you're going to be evaluated on what you're doing.
There you have it. It's a big part of Murray State University's efforts, and it's all about students.
It is, and it's what makes us different, and I think it's what makes Murray State such a special place.
Dr. Don Robertson, Dr. Ross Malone, thank you for being with us. Sorry we scared you at the beginning
there,
Ross.
You did. You really scared you to me.
Back to you, Tracy.
Thanks, Kate. This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State University.